Cannabis Business Minds, we train and mentor professionals, entrepreneurs, and aspiring entrepreneurs on how to confidently find their place in the legal cannabis and hemp industries. Come on and join us at CannabisBusinessMinds.com. Oh, Cannabis Business Minds, and I hope you're doing well. I can't believe we've got 1 month left, not even 1 month of 2021, and that is just crazy. It is a time for us to really reflect and to think about, you know, how did you do in 2021? And you can unpack that in so many different levels. When I think about my life as an entrepreneur, now a new mom, I really think about it in so many different areas, right? You've got business, you've got family, you've got money, you've got friends, you've got community, you've got all of those things. And when I plan out my life and when I really think about, you know, the life that I want to live and the business that I want to run, I use this last part of the year to really reflect into see how did I do, right? And, you know, let's break it down in a few different ways. And so I want to talk on this podcast about some actionable steps that you can take to really assessing how you're doing overall in your entrepreneurial journey, but making sure that it's aligned with your core values, because that is so, so important to make sure that it is. And so as you think about how you're doing in 2021, I want you to start thinking about what were those goals that you set in at the very beginning of the year, right? In January, when everyone's setting these New Year's resolutions, what type of goals were you setting? Was it a goal that was related to money? Was it a goal that was related to sales? Was it a goal that was related to your well-being? And as you're reflecting on that, I want you to think about putting those into these different categories, right? So, you know, did you have a money goal? Money's super important as entrepreneurs. It's, you know, it's not revenue. It's not even net income. Money, let's talk about money as, you know, wealth. You know, did you have a money goal, a take-home pay goal, a retirement goal? Did you have a health goal to, you know, maybe not sit as much on your computer if you're like me, or to walk more, or to eat healthy, or to be more mindful? Did you have a community goal to give back to your community to really make a difference? Did you have a family or relationship goal to be a better spouse, to be a better partner, to be a better mother, to be a better father? And unpacking to be a better, that's going to be different for you. That's going to be different for me. But as you start reflecting on the year, I want you to go back to what that original thought was, that original intention. And really think about, okay, well, what was it that I wanted to do? And now think about it today. You know, we're in December. We're, you know, the very beginning of December. You know, how are you meeting that goal? And if you're not meeting that goal, you can't feel bad, right? You just have to understand, why aren't you meeting that goal? And sometimes when we unpack goals and we unpack even goal setting, sometimes we don't even set ourselves up for success at the very beginning by setting goals correctly. We've all heard about SMART goals, right? Are they specific? Are they measurable? Are they attainable? Are they relevant? And are they time bound, right? And so that's a nice framework that is kind of level one when you're kind of goal setting, right? So you want to make sure that any goal that you're setting is pretty specific and you can measure it and you have a time, right? So a typical one that I set is for 2021 was that I was going to invest a certain dollar amount, so max out my 401k. As entrepreneurs, pretty cool stuff. If you're a solo entrepreneur like myself based in the U.S., you can open up a solo 401k and you can, you know, you've got an employer match, you've got an employee match. We'll have another episode on this, but the whole goal was to invest a certain amount by the end of the year. Now, if I were diligent and if I, you know, hadn't had a baby, then I would have hopefully matched that at the very beginning of 2021 and just said, okay, I'm going to put that in directly. Like that is one of the best money management tips you can do, is like the moment that you know you're covering your expenses, that you've covered your necessary and you have your wealth building goals, is that's when you would really start investing in in your 401k. And if you could, you know, really kind of max that out if you knew that you were safe from a pandemic, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, lo and behold, I'm human and I still haven't met that goal. But the good news is that I've still got, because of, you know, 401ks and matching and all that kind of stuff, I have till the end of the year. And for an IRA, I even have a little bit longer. But that was one of my goals, right? So I had a specific thing. I'm going to invest $19,200 is the max as an employee, and you can invest a little bit more, actually a lot more as an employer, into a 401k account if you're a solo entrepreneur. And so that was one of my goals, right? Still, you know, check in with me in a little bit. I'm still working on achieving that goal, but that would be very specific. I knew, you know, I know how much I have to put in. I know the time, date that I have to do it. And then level two of goal setting is to make sure that at the beginning of the year or whenever you're setting that goal, is that you break that down, you break that measurement down. So if you know it's going to be a year, then you'd say, okay, so let's just use easy math. Let's say I was investing $20,000 into my 401k for the year. Well, that would mean that if I wanted to do it equally over 12 months, it would be about almost $1,700, right? So if I wanted to break down that goal a little bit farther, it would be, I'm going to invest $1,700 every month into my 401k. So that's level two. Level three, it takes it even a step farther, making sure that your goal is kind of audit proof, right? So to invest $1,700 into a retirement account every month, I would need to make sure that I was covering my necessary expenses, that I was, you know, I was saving for my baby if I needed to save for my baby. And I had a certain amount that was more than that $1,700 every month to make sure I was putting it away. And so guys, that's where a lot of goals and goal structure and goal architecture, let's say, where it is lacking, where we're not setting ourselves up for success because we're not really thinking it through, right? So it's all about road mapping. And in this instance, it's financial road mapping that you'd want to do. So that's just one example. So I want you now to go back, you know, put this on pause and really think about it for yourself. You know, if you had set money goals, where are you in those money goals? And what worked, what didn't work? And really kind of looking a little bit more at the numbers. So that's money. Relationships is a huge thing. You know, as entrepreneurs, a lot of people can't relate to us. It's true. You know, an entrepreneurial community is really important to have, to bounce ideas off of, to talk about your stress, to give support to other people when they need it, to teach people what you know, because then once you've taught somebody what you know, you even know it more, right? So an entrepreneurial community is really important. So as you're thinking about your relationships and community, I want you to assess just, you know, how did it go for you? And you can boil that down into a few areas, right? You can boil that down into, you know, how did it go for you in friendships? Have nothing to do with maybe entrepreneurship. How did it go with entrepreneurial colleagues? And was it helping you reach what you wanted to reach, right? So there's always this theory that you are the average of the five people that you hang out with the most, right? And so when you're an entrepreneur, it's so important to be hanging out with other entrepreneurs because we understand each other's vision. We understand why things can get frustrating or daunting at times. We understand that, right? Not everybody is an entrepreneur. And so it's really important that you connect with entrepreneurs that have been there, that have done what you're trying to do, that you can bounce ideas off of, share ideas with, all that kind of stuff. So I want you to assess that community aspect and then with the lens of entrepreneurship. The next is very important. And, you know, one thing that I can tell you, I have made a huge intention of working on since the beginning of end of 2018, beginning of 2019, is your mental health. Mental health is something that we do not like to talk about too much as a society in general. That's a big, broad statement. And each culture is quite different, and each community within that culture is quite different. But in general, it's very taboo, and it's something that people don't like to talk about. And when we unpack mental health, it can show up in so many different things from, you know, let's talk about the negatives first, from grinding your teeth at night when you don't even really think that you're stressed out, to having anxiety, having depression, not wanting to eat, not feeling like you're doing a good enough job as an entrepreneur. Mental health is a really serious thing. I myself have experienced points when I had so much anxiety. I had so much, what I didn't realize at the point at then, but now I realize now, was depression. And so I want you to really assess, because it's hard to be an entrepreneur. And if you're holding it all in, or if you don't have a mechanism or a routine or a support network to really help you with dealing with your mental health and making sure that your mental health is super strong, just like you would go to the gym, you want to like train your mind. I want you to assess that as well. All right. And when you're assessing that, you know, you can use a few different things. You can use, you know, how you feel every day, how you're approaching your situation every day, your entrepreneurial situation, and looking at that, asking yourself the question is, am I running my business the way that I truly am supposed to? Meaning, am I running my business that is a business that's working for me, that's aligned with my values, that is getting me to where I want to be, both professionally and personally? Mental health is a big one. So make sure that you really are assessing, you know, just overall, like stress, anxiety, sleep, wellness, all that kind of stuff, man. You got to focus on that more than anything. 80% of our success as entrepreneurs is mindset. So knowing that, if you are feeling that your mental health as an entrepreneur is not up to what it needs to be, well, then that's something that you can focus on. Right? That's something that you can focus on, and you don't focus on that alone. You focus on that with a community. You focus on that with your support network. You can focus on that with me as well. Like you have got people there to help you. And the one thing that I realized from my entrepreneurial journey, you know, mostly 2017, 2018, when things were going so well for me and I was moving so fast, I was getting good deals, like just business was super, super, super great. That is when I did not take care of myself. I didn't. And I had to take a step back. I had to reevaluate things 2019, 2020 as well, of the life that I wanted to live, my core values from a professional and from a personal, and being able to change that. It's a work in progress, right? Like every day I'm working on it, but being able to change that has changed the way that I internally feel. Because when you're stressed out, that stress is harming your body, right? Like it's harming your mind, but it's also harming your body. And entrepreneurs, we got so much on our plate. So it's important to prioritize that aspect of your health. So as you kind of reflect on 2021, I want you to really think about, you know, were you prioritizing your mental health? What areas were you successful in? What areas can you work on? So we talked about money. We talked about community. We talked about health. Those are huge areas for you as a business owner, like so huge. I have a business checklist for more of the technical things on CBM Network. It's one of our courses, and you can access it. It is a, you know, it's a freebie. It's the year-end entrepreneurial checklist to make sure that you are doing what you said you were going to do, and making sure that from a technical standpoint, you have the technical things that you want to be closing your year up with. And then there are also some writing prompts as well. So make sure that you check that out. CBM Network, go to courses, and then find the checklist. But guys, as we wrap up 2021, I want to thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of Cannabis Business Minds. It has been really a great journey being able to do this podcast. It's taught me a lot about myself, a lot about my values, a lot about interviewing people. I love interviewing, and it has been so amazing to get to connect with some of you who have reached out and shared with me your stories, shared with me your businesses, your business ideas. And my whole goal for starting Cannabis Business Minds was to provide education to entrepreneurs who didn't have the tools to get started or needed to find the guidance that when I started it really wasn't out there. And I think there's a lot more resources out there now. And one of the really cool offerings that I have for 2022 is a cannabis startup bootcamp. It is a 4-week intensive course. It runs every month where I work with you for a month and you gain access to so much for a year, but we work intensely for a month. We build out your business playbook. We make sure that you've got your MVP dialed in, your minimum viable product. You feel comfortable when it comes to the administrative stuff of working in the cannabis industry, the tax stuff that is working in the cannabis industry. But really, it's focused on getting you comfortable of making that launch, right? As an entrepreneur, if you are in that idea phase, one of the hardest things to do is to actually launch, because we can hold ourselves up in analysis paralysis, perfection, you know, perfection of everything. And, you know, in this space especially, you want to get traction as fast as you can. And so if you're a startup and you are really needing that help to push yourself to the next level, please check out this bootcamp. You can apply for it. It's on the homepage of CBM Network. I have helped so many entrepreneurs. I've been now in France, I'm helping a few other outside of cannabis, but my passion, I think, because I understand it so much and you guys are so passionate about the plant, about the healthcare, about everything, is really to help in cannabis. And my God, I'm there for you. And one of the cool things about this bootcamp is that you'll also have access to a pitch deck and financial, pro forma financials that you can use as templates, and, you know, my playbook template as well. So we'll use all of that if we work together. So if you're interested, definitely check out cbmnetwork.com. And I'll just let you know, we've got a lot of good episodes that are getting edited, and I'll just give you a little rundown of what we've got in the pipe. So we've got a huge one on marketing. We've got another one with some business owners that went through the pre-license, like they are in pre-licensing, right? So application passed. Now they're in the whole process of actually getting their facility up, looking for capital. We've got another one with an entrepreneur in the UK who started his entrepreneurial journey back in 2015. So we get to hear from him on how he's created a huge distribution network. So distribution as well. And then we've got so many good interviews talking to some woman who sold her business. So we can actually talk about that for once, of like the actual technical stuff, hopefully the money stuff. And then some other entrepreneurs who are doing amazing stuff in CBD. And my next one that I'm very excited to share is going to be one with all about banking and cannabis, because I know that's such a big thing, and cybersecurity. So we've got a lot of episodes for the season. So, you know, thank you so much again for tuning in. You know, follow me on Instagram at BizWithSimone. I am working on some reels, because y'all, that is something new that if you can crack the code, and I haven't cracked the code because I haven't done it yet, but if you can crack the code, it will help you so much. And I know we're cannabis businesses, so we have to be kind of particular about that, but I am super excited. I have a friend in France. She is, she writes novels, but TikTok helped her generate so much in sales. She said that the amount of work that she had done in TikTok, so TikTok and Instagram Reels are essentially, you know, hand in hand. They're different platforms, but you can integrate them. So you could actually just do TikTok and it could go directly to Instagram. But she said that she did TikTok and she had more income than she had for like 3 book releases in like a very small period of time. And she said that what she would have had to pay would have been $50,000 to $60,000 in marketing. So guys, like, there are definitely free opportunities for marketing for your business. I think when you think about marketing though, and we'll talk a little bit more about this in the marketing podcast, but you really want to hone in on who you're serving and that type of content. And that's something we're talking about in the Startup Bootcamp. So another reason for you to check it out. All right, guys. Well, as we wrap up with the holidays, I'll release one more episode before holidays are over, but you know, make sure that you stay safe, that you're happy, that you're healthy, that you are focusing on those 2021 recap goals, get that checklist, and that you are getting pumped, that you're getting excited, that you are getting ready for 2022. Because guys, let's make 2022 the best damn year of our lives, because that's all we got. All right, take care. Thanks so much for listening to this week's show. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you enjoyed this, leave us a 5-star review. Make sure that you share this episode on your social media and tag us in the Instagram stories. You can find us wherever you go on social media. Just look up Cannabis Business Minds. Have an idea for the show or something that you want to talk about? Shoot us an email at podcast@cannabisbusinessminds.com.